A Hindu temple in Brampton, Canada has been defaced with anti-India graffiti, triggering outrage among the Indian community. The Indian Consulate General in Toronto on January 30 condemned the vandalism at the Gauri Shankar Mandir, stating that the act has deeply hurt the sentiments of the Indian community in Canada. The consulate office in a statement said, "We strongly condemn the defacing of Gauri Shankar Mandir in Brampton, a symbol of Indian heritage, with anti-India graffiti. The hateful act of vandalism has deeply hurt the sentiments of the Indian community in Canada. We have raised our concerns on the matter with Canadian authorities." The Brampton Mayor Patrick Brown has also condemned the vandalism, and the Canadian authorities are investigating the incident. "This hateful act of vandalism has no place in our city or country," adding that he had raised his concerns over this hate crime with Peel Regional Police Chief Nishan Dureyappa, the Brampton Mayor tweeted. "Everyone deserves to feel safe in their place worship," the Brampton mayor said. This is not the first time that a temple was vandalized in Canada. Earlier in September 2022, BAP Swaminarayan Mandir in Canada was defaced by Canadian Khalistani extremists with anti-India graffiti. Chandra Arya, Member of Parliament, Canada, tweeted, "Vandalism of Toronto BAP's Sri Swaminarayan Mandir by Canadian Khalistani extremists should be condemned by all. This is not just an isolated event. Canadian Hindu temples have been targeted in the recent past by these kinds of hate crimes. Hindu Canadians are legitimately concerned." Also, a statue of Mahatma Gandhi at the Vishnu Mandir in Richmond Hill in the Greater Toronto Area, GTA, was defaced in July 2022. In both instances, pro-Khalistan slogans were painted and the vandalization was promoted on social media by pro-Pakistan handles. Earlier, on January 12, BAP's Sri Swaminarayan Mandir, a Hindu temple in Melbourne, Australia, was allegedly attacked by Khalistani supporters and defaced with anti-India graffiti, said the Australia Today in a report. The walls of the Swaminarayan temple in Melbourne's northern suburb, Mill Park, were defaced with the slogans, "Hindustan Mordabad." On January 17, another Hindu temple has been vandalized in Carrum Downs, Melbourne, Australia, allegedly by Khalistan supporters and defaced with anti-India and anti-Hindu graffiti. According to the Australia Today, on January 15, 2023, the Khalistan supporters tried to draw support for their referendum by organizing a car rally in Melbourne. However, they failed miserably, as less than 200 people joined the rally. On January 23, temple walls of ISKCON in Melbourne's Albert Park were defaced with anti-India slogans of "Khalistan Zindabad" and "Hindustan Mordabad." The miscreants had also hailed slain Khalistani supporter Jarnal Singh Bhindranwale as a martyr. Meanwhile, on January 29, men from alleged pro-Khalistani groups attacked Indians carrying the national flag in their hands in Melbourne, Australia. The Indian group was seen running away from the scene while the Khalistani group continued to hit them. One individual was seen breaking an Indian flag and throwing it on the floor. Indian flags fluttering at Khalistan rally. pic.twitter.com/vdjbx3xvn5. Australian Hindu Media, at Austhindu, January 29, 2023. The Australia Today earlier reported that Indian Australians had notified the Victoria Police that they have planned a protest at the Federation Square in Melbourne against the rising pro-Khalistan activities in the country. It is to be noted that the Khalistani terrorist outfit, Sikhs for Justice, which has been banned by the Indian government, had announced that a referendum on Khalistan will take place on January 29 at Federation Square. Indian High Commissioner to Australia, Manpreet Vora, on January 31 visited the Sri Shiva Vishnu Temple in Melbourne and condemned its vandalization by pro-Khalistani elements. He also said that the place of worship has always been revered by all communities and faiths. Manan Vora also paid his respects at the BAP Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Melbourne and discussed the community's concerns over the temple's recent vandalization. The violence witnessed in Melbourne on January 29 was also discussed.